You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, a partnership 89.1 WEMU has forged with Concentrate Media to highlight some of the positive things taking place in Ypsilanti. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm joined by Concentrate Media reporter Brianna Kelly, tasked with bringing you all these community stories. And what are we talking about today, Brianna?
Hi, Lisa. Today we are talking about In the Clouds over Ypsilanti Community Superhero Stories. It's a book that was put together by a sixth grade class at Estabrook Elementary in Ypsi. And I have Megan Gilson, who is the program coordinator of 826 Michigan, and Jennifer Gray, who is a sixth grade teacher whose class wrote the book.
How exciting. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Megan Gilson, can you give us a brief explanation of what 826 Michigan is?
Yeah. So 826 Michigan is a nonprofit organization dedicated to amplifying student voice in Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Detroit. So we have two locations, one in Ann Arbor and one in Detroit. And we do a variety of writing programs, after-school tutoring. All of our programs are completely free to students and teachers and families. And we also publish much of the writing that our students do in our programs in different types of books. So that is what In the Clouds Over Ypsilanti was.
How did you end up at Estabrook Elementary School in Ypsilanti?
So we have a great partnership with Ypsilanti Community Schools. We work with many of the schools in Ypsilanti. And Estabrook has been one of our partners for the last few years. We did a project there a couple of years ago. And so this year we wanted to do a more involved writing project. And so we reached out to Jennifer Gray and a few other teachers about doing writing programs this year.
And now, Jennifer Gray, your students are published authors.
Yes, they are. And they couldn't be more excited about it.
Was this a year-long process, or how did the writing come about?
Oh, this was definitely a year-long progress. we called it our baby, which it took approximately 9 months to put together.
Okay.
We started in September, towards maybe the late September, and it took us all the way up until about the end of May, early June, to finally get it all put together. It was something that was incredible for my students to actually go through, to learn the whole writing process and understand the concept, which we try to teach the most of, is that it's not one and done, but there is lots of revisions and lots of ways to change your story and go in different directions. And staying on topic, and to have them go through this process and be able to work with the tutors and the small groups, it was just an amazing thing to have happen.
Did you ever utter, "It's a bird, it's a plane"? No, it's In the Clouds Over Ypsilanti.
That's how my lead for my story starts out. We think alike,
great
Lisa.
Great reporters think alike, yes, yes. But how did you come up with the superhero idea?
That came from Megan, actually. It didn't come necessarily from my students. They came to us and proposed this idea, and she and I sat down and talked about it, and then we talked about having the kids write their own superhero stories, and that's how we started off with the whole concept. The kids began that, and then we started introducing which we believe to be real superheroes in the Ypsilanti community.
So give us an example. Who is in the book?
We have Dr. Edmondson, our superintendent for Ypsilanti Community Schools. We have Jermaine Dickerson,
who's also the cover illustrator.
That man walks around town with a cape on, though.
Yes, he does.
I call him our community superhero. He's like Ypsi superhero.
Sure.
You know?
Right, and the project was really inspired by Jermaine Dickerson's work with his Hero Nation event. So he allowed 826 Michigan to have an info table at the first Hero Nation last summer, and we had kind of a like graphic novel comic creating station where people could create their own comics after being inspired by the superheroes there. And so it got us at 826 Michigan thinking about the real life superheroes in Ypsilanti and how everyone has superhero qualities within them, and how that could maybe be the theme of our Young Authors Book project this year.
So are they autobiographical, or did you get creative with these superheroes around town?
Kind of both. So the first half of the book is fictional superhero stories that are set in Ypsilanti. So students created their own superhero stories with characters that represented them and their lives here in Ypsilanti, and they actually picked out different locations in Ypsilanti that they wanted the superheroes to be doing their work. So in one story called Water Tower Terror, I believe the water tower actually comes crashing down because the superhero and the villain are fighting around it or on top of it. And so you'll see like many different Ypsilanti locations throughout the book that the students chose to feature. The second half of the book is all about the real life superheroes in Ypsilanti. And unfortunately, we only had room and time to interview six because there are many superheroes throughout Ypsilanti. But we chose six, the students and 826 Michigan staff and volunteers that we believed really represent the superhero work that's being done in our community. And then students interviewed these real life superheroes, and they got to pick out the questions and responses. We transcribed what they said, and then those went into this book, and they also wrote reflections on the experience of interviewing these superheroes.
Brianna Kelly interviewed a couple of the students who contributed to the book for her Concentrate Media story. How did they feel, and how did it impact them?
They were really excited to be published authors,
yeah.
And both of the students I talked to elected to be on the student editorial board, which I thought was cool because it's volunteer-based, so they decided to take on a little bit more work with the entire project. So they helped edit other student stories and put together the book release party, and then also wrote the intro to the book.
And as a sixth grade teacher at Estabrook Elementary School, where this all took place, Jennifer Gray, what did the kids learn? It must have been a huge learning experience for them.
It was a huge learning experience from, like, they learned the process of writing a story, and not just, you know, it was the bits and bits, and how you have your plot and your climax, mm-hmm. and, you know, your the whole ups and downs of the whole thing. Some of the really cool stories that you'll find in there is we had three students who actually got together and they combined their stories together, but they each wrote it from a different perspective, mm-hmm. of each character. So not only did they learn to write independently, but then they collaborated with one another, and I think the collaboration was a huge piece as well. Mm-hmm. Being able to collaborate, talk it over, walk it through, rewrite and rewrite, and then talk it over again with the mentors that would come in from 826 and change this piece and change that piece, and feeling more accomplished and more accomplished through each section that we did. We started off with meeting just once a week, realizing this was not going to work, so we immediately upped it to twice a week, and they came in and they would work hard for about an hour, 15 minutes straight, twice a week on this book. So about 2.5 hours a week of learning time went into this, talking through the whole book and rereading and rewriting. That was, I think, some of the most important aspects of, and becoming extremely excited about it, something that they knew and got becoming more and more excited about.
Something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We were talking sixth grade, what, 12, 13 years old? How old are the kids?
More like 11 and 12.
11 and 12, okay. Yeah. And do you feel like you're changing lives?
I do. I think that they developed a passion for writing where most students do not have that. Most students are really good at reading. Most students are really good at math. But when it comes to combining something like writing, they don't mind free writing. And most of it is like most girls who just kind of like to, you know, write down their thoughts in like a journal type of situation. And this actually created a passion and an excitement that most students did not have. And when they were able to gain that excitement and realize that they were accomplishing something strategic like this, it was a very important learning experience for them, and one that I know that they will never forget.
And the thing that I love about 826 Michigan is that we publish their stories and connect them to an authentic audience for their pieces. So they're not just writing this piece and maybe sharing it with friends and family, but this is a real published book that's going to be read by a wide audience. And I know for sure we've already had like two well-known published children's authors that have purchased this book or been given a copy of this book that are excited to read it. And so this is displayed in our store and people are buying it like total strangers. I was telling the students throughout the year that people throughout the country, because we're a national nonprofit, people throughout the country are going to be reading this book. We get bulk orders of these books from like camps in on the East Coast that want to use the book for their summer program. And so these books are really read by a wide variety of people, by strangers, by people they don't know. And we kept that in mind throughout the writing process. And I also think that it's just really important that we are amplifying and listening to student voices, because they got to say things about their community that often don't reach a wider audience. And so this book is really their perspectives of Ypsilanti, what they see in superheroes, and their views on what it means to be a superhero in the Ypsilanti community. community.
If you want to read more about this, Concentrate Media published that article. And Brianna, where can people read it?
www.concentratemedia.com.
That's Brianna Kelly, a big part of our segment On the Ground Ipsy. Also, thank you, Megan Gilson from A26 Michigan, and sixth grade Esterbrook Elementary School teacher in the Ypsilanti Public School District, Jennifer Gray. Thank you all so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.